I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And man, this has got to be the greatest week of questions ever. Someone wants to talk about the medical industry during COVID. We'll probably talk about that in the open. Hunter Biden. What can we do about Hunter Biden? What should we do about Hunter Biden? Someone asked if I believed in God. Someone else is moving careers. We're all over the place today on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We might even talk a little bit of Joe Biden because the commander in chief is running again.
And I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school. Nurse.
Happy for you, Joe. But let's begin. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about another Trump trial. People were forgetting about a civil suit in New York. But before we get to that, let's get to this. Dear all-seeing oracle and world-famous author, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to understand your analysis of COVID death reporting in this country is spot on. Politically, it was important for some countries to underreport the number of COVID deaths, while in others, it made sense to overreport. Several months into the pandemic, I remember Russia had a low mortality rate. I can only assume this is because Putin was lying. But your listeners should know that one of my close friends is a physician. Pay attention to this. One of my close friends is a physician who signed many death certificates during the pandemic. No matter what the cause of death, the protocol at the time was to list COVID if the deceased test positive at the time of death. That included ridiculous things like fatal accidents, murders, suicides, and yes, even gun violence. But the real numbers came from inclusion of patients who died from any other underlying cause, such as cancer, heart disease, and failure to thrive. I asked the doctor who told me this what percentage of those people would have died regardless of COVID. The answer was hard to say, but probably most of them. As you've pointed out many times, the agenda is obvious and sadly ominous. Keep up the stellar work and feel free to send me an autographed copy of your book. And his name is Brad. Look, I think we should look at this. We've done enough. We've looked at it enough and we've tackled it enough in ways that are pretty ugly. I do think we should look at it, attempt to look at it in a positive light. COVID and the tragedy of how our country is run. Did you understand completely how corrupt and broken our nation was before COVID? Now, Trump's presidency, because the system is trying to purge him, it revealed a lot. It revealed a lot to you. It revealed a lot to me. I certainly grew up a lot watching the efforts to destroy him. So that helped. But I wasn't fully there until COVID. Before COVID, I could have told you, okay, the FBI is corrupt. You could have said that before COVID. What they did to Trump alone, you could have said that. The FBI is corrupt. Okay, we get that. Okay, this is bad or that's bad. We got some problems in the legal profession. You would have gone along with all that. But prior to COVID, if I told you the Center for Disease Control was corrupt beyond belief in a political organization, you probably would have went, that's a little far, Jesse. That seems like a little much. I know I would have. If you'd said that to me prior to COVID, it's not like I would have sung their praises, but I would have said, oh, come on. Let's calm down there. Take the tinfoil off your head. But that's true. We know that now. And if you had told me before COVID that the medical profession in this country doctors and nurses, hospital administrators, if you had told me it was full of sociopaths who will laugh in the break room when people they don't like are dying in the hospital room next door, I would have mocked you to your face. It's not that I think every healthcare worker, it's not that I thought every healthcare worker was some kind of a saint, but I had no idea there were so many monsters in the profession. Now, obviously, it's not near all of them. There really are some saints in the profession, but I didn't know there were this many monsters until during COVID. I'm getting all these emails from our people, hospital administrators and doctors and nurses. Jesse, you can't believe what I'm seeing. Jesse, you're not going to believe what it's like. Jesse, you can't believe what they're doing in the hospital. I remember one guy was giving, I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but he had a treatment. I believe it was the monoclonal antibodies, if I remember right. This is a while back. He had a treatment. His hospital was giving to COVID patients, and they were all recovering. If they got to him in time and gave him this treatment, they were all recovering. The FDA, I believe it was, came out and said, I'm not sure about monoclonal antibodies anymore. And the hospital then stashed all the monoclonal antibodies and watched people die with a medication right beside them that could save them. Just sat there and watched people die. And he emailed me in horror at what was going on. Now, that sounds bad. And obviously, that is bad. I get that. But aren't you glad you know? I'd rather know. And some people, and if you're not glad you know, I get that because it's human nature. A lot of people don't want to know. Hey, man, ignorance is bliss, as the old saying goes. Don't tell me how bad it is. Me, I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know that I have to vet my doctor. You have to vet your doctor. Now, you should be asking your doctor vetting questions. Hey, doc, how many genders are there? Hey, doc, my 10-year-old, should he get the COVID vaccine? Hey, how they answer these questions should determine whether or not you ever darken the door again of that doctor's office. I'm glad I know that now. Now, I've always been a naturally skeptical, some might call it cynical person, but I don't think I would have laughed in a doctor's face at his recommendations 2-3 years ago. I wouldn't have thought to do that. I may have disregarded it or disagreed or went and got a second opinion, but I wouldn't have outright mocked him. Now I would. And that hurts. It does. But I'm glad I know. I'd rather know than not know. And I saw my buddy Dave Smith, he's sharp dude, libertarian dude, sharp dude. He went on Joe Rogan and he echoed a lot of what we've been talking about. He's a sharp guy. I liked it.
But I do think there should be some process, some type of reconciliation. But I don't think people should forget. Like, I don't think people, like the thing you were just saying about Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff like that and all that. Don't forget what these guys were willing to jump on board with.
Yeah.
Like, and how much further would they have gone?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they pushed it pretty far and these.
Don't forget. That's why I've called COVID the great sorting many, many times. And it pays to sort your life out, doesn't it? Isn't that beneficial? What if you could attach a lie detector test to every single person you knew, friends, family members, coworkers, and you could tell just by looking at somebody, you could tell, oh man, that's a tyrant. Oh wow, he's a bad guy. Oh wow, she's bad news. What if you could do that? It'd be beneficial, wouldn't it? This is a person I need to keep at arm's length. Wow, this person, ooh, probably shouldn't be around them. I don't think I'll be golfing with him anymore on Friday. Wow, it would be helpful, wouldn't it? Well, congratulations. You just had one. COVID. It was the ultimate test. How was your mom during COVID? Yeah, I know it's hard to think about. How was your son? Your brother? I have the emails. They're just the most heartbreaking things in the world. Jesse, my mom won't let me visit. Jesse, my son won't let me come. I've never even met my grandkids. Jesse, I don't talk to my brother. I have the emails. You had a great sorting. I had a great sorting of the people in our lives that either don't need to be in our lives or we need to keep a watchful eye on in the future. COVID told you who the sheep and the tyrants were in your life. It bared people's soul. It laid out entire industries like we just talked about. It was a great sorting. We can look at that negatively, and there's so much negative with it. I realize that. It's not like you're going to cheer for it, but we can accept that you are smarter now. You are wiser now than you were before COVID. And wisdom makes life a whole lot easier, doesn't it? A whole lot easier. You're wiser now than you were before. Now, I'll say this. If you don't take advantage of that, if you just kind of forget about it, let it go. Oh, it's okay. I'm sure my brother won't mess up like that again. Well, the next time you get burned, that's on you. Me, I choose to take advantage of that wisdom, all right? All right. Let's talk about this Trump trial in New York that we're actually not discussing very much. Then let's get to Hunter Biden. That'll tie right into the Trump trial and so much more. But let's get to your betting first. You spend one-third of your life in bed. That's a crazy number, isn't it? One-third of your life in bed. So don't ever shortchange yourself in your bedding, your pillows, your mattresses, your blankets, your sheets. Go take the time and get good sheets. A third of your life? You don't spend a third of your life doing anything else, maybe working. Go to MyPillow.com. They have their Giza Dream Sheets, the greatest freaking sheets ever on sale. Lowest price ever. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now with the promo code Jesse. All kinds of colors, styles, sizes. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. All right? Or you can call them 800-845-0544. One third of your life in bed. Spend that time wrapped in Giza Dream Sheets. You won't regret it. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Just a little reminder, you can still email the show your love, your hates, your death threats. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I almost forgot to play this earlier in the week. This was AOC responding to Tucker Carlson getting booted. Just a reminder, we have monsters in charge.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say, though, is while I'm very glad that the person that was arguably responsible for some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office, but to plenty of people across the country. I also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled. And then you see like the villain's like hand reemerge out to grip over like.
Oh my gosh, I can't deal with her anymore. Okay, you get it. That's a sitting member of Congress celebrating someone she doesn't like losing his job because he says things she doesn't like. Remember, AOC is not just a congresswoman from the Bronx. AOC is going to be in Congress for a very long time. She will be in leadership. She may even be in the Senate one day. This is a human being to pay attention to. All right? All right. Oh, real quickly, speaking of New York, I almost forgot there's a civil rape trial going on for Trump right now. Most people aren't talking about it. Most people don't even know about it. You probably remember, this nutball when it was October 2016, right before the election, and they dropped this October surprise on Trump where all these women came forward. Oh my gosh, he grabbed me. He did this. He did that. And it was very clearly a big scam. It was a gigantic lie. There wasn't any merit to any of them, but there was one lady in there who was so crazy and came off so dishonest and disingenuous that even the media stopped having her on. This E. Jean Carroll lady, she just, you could look at her and say, that woman's probably not right. And you would hear her interviewed once or twice on CNN, and even they dropped her right there. Oh, Chris, you have that clip? Oh, this is the woman.
which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think
sexual.
Most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Yeah, that insane person right there. Well, the civil suit against Donald Trump from her is going forward. It's a New York issue. It's going forward. And I had dismissed this because I was focused on his New York legal troubles and his D.C. legal troubles, of which those are getting worse, and the Georgia legal troubles. And in case you're wondering why it's getting worse in D.C., I guess I shouldn't just say that and then move right on past it. The Proud Boys, you know who the Proud Boys are? They are this group on the right that kind of emerged when Antifa was really rising up, as kind of like a bodyguard group to Antifa. And they were dudes, they would get together and they would block Antifa. They got in fights with Antifa. So they're a right-wing group, all right? Well, they were obviously at the Washington, D.C. They were at January 6th. Fast forward to where we are today. They're trying to throw a few of these Proud Boys in a cage forever for hardly doing anything. They're political prisoners. But I got an update from Julie Kelly yesterday, who's all over these things, and she told me they are now shifting focus in that trial. One of the focuses of that trial is Donald Trump. And I said, in what way? What are you talking about? It's Donald Trump. She said, what they're doing, remember, this is D.C., the judges, prosecutors. It's worse than New York. It's bad down there. What they're doing is they're baking it into the cake that Trump is partially responsible for what these guys are doing. And so I was picking her brains a little bit more about why that mattered. She said, well, if these guys burn and they've already baked it into the cake that Trump was part of whatever, they're on trial for seditious conspiracy. So they're on trial for a felony. If they bake it into the cake that Trump was part of it, it ramps up how bad it's going to get for him in D.C. And that brings me to this. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse, I'm sick and tired of the idle threats to charge Hunter Biden with a crime. Old Joe will make sure it drags on until he's near the end of his term, and then Joe will pardon him. He's safe at home base. Unless one of the states grows some and go after him, which I doubt, Hunter gets a get-out-of-jail-free card. Where are our red state DAs? I brought this up, I think it was earlier this week, it might have been last week. I feel like people are not taking Trump's legal problems seriously enough. The system is out to get this guy. They are. And even if you hate Trump's guts, fine. That's not what I'm saying. What's happening to Trump is unjust, one, but two, it is a preview of your future, of my future, of the future for any GOP candidate who makes these guys angry. What's happening to Trump is going to become the norm. And what's happening to him is not just some laughable, oh, Alvin Bragg, he's such a nutball, this ain't going anywhere. What's happening to Trump is real. It is very real. And there is a chance you're going to see Donald Trump go to prison. And unless we start playing offense with our DAs, they don't have any incentive to stop what they're doing. And we need our DAs to act now. Whether that's Hunter, Obama, somebody, do something out there. All right. Someone wants to know if I believe in God. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what's wild? RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he did an interview. He's been doing a lot of interviews, and he's been blasting away at Pfizer and whatnot. Again, I know he's got that voice thing, whatever it is, so it's hard to hear him. You might have to turn your radio up a little bit, but listen to this. You got to listen close. It's hard to hear.
You know, the risks from the vaccine are they're completely untenable. If people knew the truth, they would not be taking this vaccine. And then the benefits of the vaccine are apparently zero or even sub-zero after 6 months. You know, the British data is showing that the people who are vaccinated are actually more likely in many age categories to to get COVID than people who are unvaccinated, which, by the way, was predicted. Now, we know that Pfizer knew this was going to happen because in their clinical trial, there were among, in a six-month clinical trial, it was only 6 months. At the end of that period, 20 people died in the vaccine group and only 14 in the placebo group of all-cause mortality. There were five heart attacks in the vaccine group and only one in the placebo group. So your chance of dying of a heart attack from that vaccine, according to their own studies, is 500% greater than if you're unvaccinated. So
okay, well, that's not ideal, right? Well, get this. He sits down for an interview with ABC and, well, I guess I'll just let it play.
We should note that during our conversation, Kennedy made false claims about the COVID-19 vaccines. Data shows that the COVID-19 vaccines prevented millions of hospitalizations and deaths from the disease. He also made misleading claims about the relationship between vaccination and autism. Research shows that vaccines and the ingredients used for the vaccines do not cause autism, including multiple studies involving more than a million children and major medical associations like the American Academy of Pediatrics. We've used our editorial judgment in not including extended portions of that exchange in our interview. We thank Mr. Kennedy for the conversation.
They sat down for an interview with the guy and edited out all the vaccine information he dropped on. Wild. See, again, the great sorting. Aren't you glad you know now? Aren't you glad when you turn on ABC, which you probably don't, but when you turn on ABC, aren't you glad you know? I'd rather they weren't that way. I realize that would be more ideal, but I'm glad I know. If someone dares speak out against the common thought, they'll just flat out edit it out so you can't even see it. So you don't even have access to that. It's wild. All right. Hey, Jesse. I don't know if I should say his name. Anyway. All right. Yeah, it's fine. My name's Nathan. I've been listening to your show for about an hour every Monday and Thursday when I drive my kids to gymnastics. Today, my daughter Olivia asked, "Does Jesse believe in God?" I answered almost immediately, "Yes, he absolutely does. I'm certain on it." So she asked me, "How do I know?" I tried to explain that because of your message, the way you deliver your message, and that you have shared about principles require us to believe in some form of higher power. But I'll give you the opportunity to elaborate more if you like. Do you believe in God? What benefits do you think there are to an American society that believes in God? How can we help shift the worship / faith of government back to worshiping God? I appreciate your message. Looking forward to hearing your answer. We'll pass the info on to my daughter. Medal of Honor Monday's awesome, so on and so forth. Well, yes, I absolutely believe in God, of course. No question about it. Yes. It is. Shoot. It's number one for me. Now, it doesn't mean I'm good at it, but it's number one for me. That's one. Two, it's critical for a society to believe in God. Critical. I've pointed this out to people before because you get, and I'm sure there are a bunch of atheists listening and things like that, but look at the Ten Commandments. Just the Ten Commandments, right? Moses and the tablets. I point this out to people. Which one of those, even if you're an atheist, that's fine. Which one of those don't you want to follow? Which one of those don't you want your child to follow if you're a parent? Do you want them stealing and murdering? You want your child to follow it. And remember this about societies. We talked about this before, but it's so, so true. Part of the reason I call us the U.S. of gay now is because our culture, every part of it, it orbits around gayness. All the LGBTQ and it's in every part of our culture. Your culture will orbit around your national religion, and you will have a national religion. If you walk into Israel today, and gosh, we are going to Israel soon, a couple months, but if you walk into Israel today, you will see on the television set, you will see representation of Judaism. When you buy food, you will see representation of Judaism. When you walk into stores, you will see representation of Judaism because it's the natural religion, their education system, representation. Yeah, good point, Chris. Yeah, the flag's got the Star of David on it because that's what their nation revolves around. Your religion, your whole nation, your whole culture revolves around it. Saudi Arabia, same thing when it comes to Islam. You will see Islam in the TV. You'll see it in the grocery store. You'll see it in the education system. You will see Islam represented everywhere. We are a nation that was founded by Christians. We have been a Christian nation. That's part of how they came up with the Constitution and everything else. And you saw it for much of this nation. You saw it represented culturally. It was in the schools, even the government schools. It was in the movies. I mean, I talked before about watching John Wayne movies and even his rough, tough ones. God Almighty, reference it back in old entertainment wise. It was discussed in schools. It's what your country orbits around. And once you lose that for whatever reason, you're going to orbit around something else. That's the bottom line. And now we orbit around the rainbow flag. Everything is geared towards that now. Everything. Every single thing. The flag flies at our embassies. Got rainbow flags flying at our embassies overseas. You can't turn on a show, a Netflix show, even a Disney movie, without seeing it represented in there. The same way God used to be represented. Now it's represented in there. It's everywhere. We have a new religion now. And that's not good. It is what it is. And you ask how we can shift it, how we can shift back to that. Well, man, I ain't God. I don't know. I don't know. We sure as heck need to. If we want to pull ourselves out of this crap, we sure as heck need to. Look, Chris and I, Michael and I, we've been talking about this recently. I was actually talking to the wife about this recently, too. And I've shared it with you on the show briefly. But the truth is, we're talking about all these new solutions we need from the government. I need DAs to arrest Hunter Biden, and I need the ban on trans surgery, and I need this and that. But all those things, everything we talk about now, everything, it's all just a Band-Aid. These are all Band-Aid solutions. We are currently not a people as a whole. I'm not talking about you personally, but as a whole, we are not people worthy of freedom now. That's why we're losing it. You have to be worthy of freedom. The founders even talked about that, that this kind of government will only work for a moral people. It would not work for any other kind. I believe that's John Adams, and I'm paraphrasing, so don't take that with a grain of salt, but it's pretty close to it. Currently, we don't deserve freedom. We're not made for freedom at all. We're made for tyranny, left wing or right wing. We're made for some sort of tyranny, and that's what we have to fix, and that's a much broader, difficult problem than, you know, a presidential election, isn't it? That's a tough nut to crack right there. How we do that, I don't know. Gotta happen. All right, let's get to an email here. Hi, Jesse. I'm a loyal listener and would like to share an idea with your listeners. This month I turned 66. God has blessed me more ways than I can count. So rather than opening birthday presents this year, I've asked my family to donate to preborn. I cried tears of joy knowing three babies are going to be born because of their donations. Best birthday ever. Blessing. I love this idea. I love this idea. What a gift. What a gift. Give somebody the gift of having saved a life. What's more blessed than that? That's more blessed than that, those diamond earrings. Well, of course, I guess you can do both, but go to preborn.com/Jesse and give $28. It's what an ultrasound costs. $28. That buys an ultrasound for a woman who's about to have an abortion. She hears the heartbeat. She chooses life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Give it as a gift. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, the quote I was looking for from John Adams, Chris dug it up for me during the break. It said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is inadequate to govern any other. Yeah, and that's a bitter pill to swallow, isn't it? We're not ready for freedom. That these monsters we have in charge of us, maybe that's our destiny until we get back to that. But that's kind of what it is, isn't it? Now, I do have to give some credit where credit's due before I get back to the emails. CNN has a guy, Scott Jennings. He had Randy Weingarten. They were sitting on a panel, and he came at her in ways I can't believe this guy surely is not going to be invited back to CNN.
Speaking on behalf of millions of American parents, I have four at home. I had to teach them at home. My wife had to teach them at home. I am stunned at what you have said this week about your claiming to have wanted to reopen schools. I think you'll find that most parents believe you were the tip of the spear of school closures. There are numerous statements you made over the summer of 20 scaring people to death about the possibility of opening schools. And I hear no remorse whatsoever about the generational damage that's been done to these kids. I have two kids with learning differences. Do you know how hard it is for them to learn at home and not in a classroom that was designed for them? And for you to sit in front of Congress and the American people and say, oh, I wanted to open them the whole time. I am shocked. I'm stunned. I'm stunned. And there are millions of parents who feel the exact same way.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive to do that on TV, because he's got to know that he's in trouble now at CNN. I don't know what this guy's career path is, but looks like this emailer isn't the only one who's about to be going into the trades. Jesse, I'm moving soon and changing careers. I'm wondering if you know any sources about what the best trade to go into is. I was thinking electrician or aviation mechanic, but I'm open to the world famous author's wisdom. Says his name is Jake. He said, P.S., did you know you can pre-order the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com? He said, I ordered two after donating to Preborn. Well, stop buying books if you're changing careers. But thank you. I appreciate that. That's one, two. I've been talking to my sons a lot about the trades, trying to push them in that direction, because I really don't want them to ever walk onto a college campus. Maybe that will work. Maybe it won't. I don't know what career path they're going to pick, but I'm pushing them towards the trades. As far as what the trades are, what trade will it be? I don't really think you can go wrong with any of those, depending one on what your interests are and two, who you can get an apprenticeship with. So often the trades, That's really key for everything. I apprenticed with this guy, and lots of times these will be paid apprenticeships. So you're making money while you're learning the trade. But HVAC is great. People are not going to get tired of having air conditioning and heating inside of their homes and office buildings. People are big fans of that. That's something that's going to stick around for a long time. If you want to do that kind of work, I recommend it. Now, keep in mind, there are some, pardon the pun, there are some trades, some trade-offs when it comes to some of this stuff. If you're an HVAC guy, like here in Houston, if you're an HVAC guy, you're going to get sweaty. You're going to be up in attics. You're going to be out and about, outside of the home when it's 95 degrees. Now, that's not bad. I'm not telling you to avoid sweat. It's good. It's healthy, but you're going to get sweaty. Electricians will too. It just depends on where you do it. I'll tell you something people really ignore when it comes to the trades, and I'm not pushing you this way. I'm just telling you people ignore it, plumbing. And they avoid plumbing because it sounds poopy. That's what everyone thinks. And I'm not saying it's not. It obviously can be, but it's what everyone thinks. Oh, I've got to go unclog someone's toilet. There's a lot more to plumbing than that. And I'll tell you, man, I'm friends with some plumbers. They make real nice money. Once you've been doing it for a while, they make real nice money. Really, really nice money. Especially once you learn the trade for some years and then get yourself a truck, start your own little business, get yourself a truck. That might turn into two trucks. Soon you got 10 employees. You're making $1 million a year. I'm not telling you you're about to be a millionaire, but that's the path a lot of these guys go down. That's awesome. So consider plumbing. Also, consider this person is going to be president possibly for another 6 years.
By the way, the one thing I thought when I got to be president, I'd get to give orders. But I take more orders than I ever did. And you're right, babe. What's your name?
Yeah, we know, Joe. We all believe me, Joe. Everyone knows. Everyone knows you're out there taking orders. You know who else is taking orders? Rough Greens. Rough Greens is taking orders as we speak. Free jumpstart trial bag of the natural supplement you pour on your dog's food, because your dog's food, even if you buy the quality food, is dead That's why it's able to sit on the shelf for as long as it does. That's why it's brown. They killed everything in the friggin' food. But your dog needs nutrition the same way you need nutrition. You need vitamins and minerals, and you need these things. You're a living being. So is your dog. He never gets them unless you're pouring Rough Greens on his food. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes, omega oils, antioxidants. We give Fred Rough Greens because I want that big fluffy meathead to be around for a long time. Give your dog some Rough Greens. Free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG. All right? All right. I can't. I got to play this again. I'm sorry. It's too much.
And I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand her. She'd whisper. She'd lean down. She'd actually breathe on me to make sure that there was a connection, a human connection. Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I'm not being facetious. Well, President Harris led this effort.
Then the percentage of the men who do so, end of quote.
Repeat the line.
Biden's being Biden's being an extremist.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
Oh, I love when he does the, when he's on a word and he gives it two or three tries. But then he knows, is this not happening? It just moves on. Biden's being an extremist. He just waves the white flag. I can't do it. I tried. It's beyond me. Oh gosh. You know who we haven't heard from in forever? I feel like it's been ages since we've heard from Maria Salazar. And I thought of this today because of all the new news in Russia. Looks like that thing's not going away anytime soon. And I just remember that these are the people making the decisions.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Jeez. We're doing well. Don't worry. Those same people, those same brilliant minds run the State Department, the Pentagon, and everything else. All right, all right, all right. Enough of that. Now, someone wants to know about letting the bar eat and feminism versus transgenderism. Is there a clash coming? What's going on there? Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.